Australian Border Force says organised crime groups are using increasingly sophisticated methods to conceal drug imports. AM yesterday reported on the $11 million upgrade to the X-ray screening capabilities at container facilities around the country. Today we're taking a look at some of the smuggling methods Border Force is trying to combat. Connie Aegis compiled this report.
Organised crime groups are cashed up and well-connected. Globalisation allows them to invest in new technologies and pay big money for people to move illegal drugs around the world. Australia is considered a top destination for narcotics. Tim Fitzgerald is the regional commander for the Australian Border Force in New South Wales.
We are attractive to serious and organised crime because the money that can be made in Australia when it comes to imported narcotics is probably close to the highest anywhere in the world. For argument's sake, a kilo of ice in Australia, you're probably looking somewhere around the $200,000 to $250,000 mark. In a lot of other places around the world, you wouldn't see one-tenth of that. They'd be lucky to make $25,000.
At the ABF headquarters in Sydney, officers gave AM a look inside their war against drug trafficking. They're up against some cunning adversaries.
This was a targeted job, so here's the box.
To the ordinary eye, this image shows eight ordinary alarm clocks. But a trained expert, who we can't name for operational reasons, can see something else.
They x-rayed the consignment, and when it went through the x-ray image showed anomalies, the orange organic matter in there would indicate a concealment. Because really that should be clear, and there should be wires going all the way through, and it should be not an orange colour inside an alarm clock radio. Then at that point we start to take photos. Then we take the actual item and x-ray it separately. And then at this point we deconstructed the actual item. And inside the middle of the alarm clock radio, and there was a white crystalline powder in there.
That powder is inside the plastic?
Yes, it was inside the components in the alarm clock radio. Then they've tested it in our NIC test. NIC test is a little indicator pouch test where you put a sample of the powder in and it reacts with the chemicals in there and gives you a colour indicating that there's a narcotic present.
So purple indicates?
For this particular NIC test, yeah. Purple indicates that it has ephedrine in it. Right. Yeah. So we need two forms of identification of presumptive testing. The officer then went and got the first offender, point and shot the laser at the actual powder. And see, that's come up with ephedrine.
The traffickers are inventive and relentless when it comes to getting drugs into Australia. The ABF's Tim Fitzgerald says there's no limit to what they'll try.
We've had a number of significant seizures of narcotics concealed within liquids, and syndicates will use the liquid in a deliberate attempt to beat x-ray, like the kind we had approximately 12 months ago of around 280 kilos of narcotics concealed within juice drinks. So the organised crime syndicates will bring in a chemist that will move the narcotic from powder form into liquid form. Then it's presented to us in the form of, might be a juice, it might be wine, it might be some sort of other alcoholic beverage, any sort of liquid that you can think of. Then the idea would be for another chemist, or the same chemist, to come along and extract the original narcotics out of the liquid. There's been seizures of narcotics that it's been moulded in plastic. So it's the bag, hard-sided suitcase that's used by a passenger to come through the airport, the mould of that bag is actually made out of a cocaine base. In recent times, we've had some really large seizures of narcotics hidden within aluminium rolls. Now, the aluminium rolls themselves were set up with a view to defeating X-ray technology. The narcotics were concealed within a lead-lined case in the middle of the aluminium. When you put it through an X-ray machine, the images weren't as clear as some items, and that was the idea of the syndicate. There's definitely a lot more technology that the syndicates are using, but that's our challenge and the importance that we have around intelligence, technology, training our officers so that they're in a position to be able to respond each and every day.
The regional commander for the Australian Border Force in New South Wales, Tim Fitzgerald, ending that report by Connie Aegis.